Now on to our final game, Lightning fill-in-the-blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Charlie Pierce has the lead, Peter. He is in first place with 5 points. Amy Dickinson and Paul Provenza are tied for second. Each has 2.
So we flipped a coin. Amy, you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. Monday was the first day that gay and lesbian couples could get legal marriage licenses in blank.
Iowa?
Right. The Obama administration asked Congress to end disparity in sentences given for crimes involving powdered cocaine versus blank.
Crack.
Right. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said she had grave concerns about a U.S. journalist who was being held in blank.
Iran.
Right. The Lake District in Britain was hit with a very small earthquake this week, so small that a hotel owner said he thought the tremor was blank.
A tempest in a teacup.
No, a large person falling down in the room overhead. Oh. A California woman's claim that her father was the infamous blank killer was greeted with some skepticism.
Oh, the Zodiac.
Right. After retests were performed, 6 athletes from the Beijing Olympics tested positive for blank.
Sesame chicken.
No, doping. 117 passengers were quarantined on board an AirTran flight from Mexico after 2 travelers showed symptoms of swine flu, but it turned out they were blank.
Sleeping.
No, really hungover. When the 2 men reported being nauseated and feverish, health officials went on high alert. They quarantined the passengers. They examined them. They quickly determined the problem couldn't possibly be swine flu because no flu virus on this earth could have survived the huge amounts of alcohol the men had consumed the day before.
It's the old tequila cure.
Yeah. Carl, how did Amy do in our quiz?
Amy had 4 correct answers for 8 more points. She now has 10 points, and Amy has taken the lead.
All right, Paul. Paul, you're up next, fill in the blank.
I'm ready.
On Tuesday, the Senate confirmed Kathleen Sebelius as the new Secretary of Blank.
Health and Human Services.
Right. The cook on a ship that was taken over by blanks has filed a lawsuit against the ship owner.
Pirates.
Right. Although appeals from Norm Coleman are still pending, Blank chose a chief of staff for his Senate office.
Al Franken.
Right. On Thursday, officials in Pakistan accused the Blank of holding an entire town hostage.
The Taliban.
Right. After incidents of poking, bullying, cutting in line, and intimidating staff, a British movie theater has reprimanded the rowdy Blanks.
Patrons?
No, not quite.
Huh?
The senior citizens there for a special showing. Miss California told the Today Show that she is going to Washington to campaign against Blank.
Gay marriage.
Right. After falling ill and missing 2 shows, Blank returned to the Tonight Show.
Jay Leno.
Right. A Michigan couple is crediting a psychic with helping them find their chihuahua after their dog Blank last weekend.
Blew away.
Yes. That's right.
Whoa.
A Saturday trip to the Dixieland flea market ended in tears when the beloved Tinkerbell, owned by Dorothy and Laverne Utley of Waterford Township, was carried off by an errant 70-mile-per-hour wind gust. Distraught, the couple consulted, this is all true, a pet psychic. She said, go look in a nearby wooded field, and that's where they found Tinkerbell safe, sound, and yapping at a tree. Quote, you don't know how happy we were, said Mrs. Utley. We love her so much. This heartwarming story might also explain the Great Laredo, Texas Chihuahua Storm of 1906.
Look at the size of those crickets.
Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 16 points
trouble.
And the lead.
You got trouble.
I got trouble.
I got faith in you, Charlie.
How many, then, does Charlie need to win?
6 correct answers.
All right, Charlie. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, British troops ended 6 years of combat operations in blank.
Iraq.
Right. General Motors announced that it would be discontinuing their blank division.
Pontiac.
Right. First Lady Michelle Obama was included in People magazine's annual list of the 100 most blank.
Beautiful people.
Right. Elliot Spitzer says he's a new man, and to prove it, he's now willing to blank. This is according to Newsweek.
He's now willing to get back into politics.
No, he's now willing to be seen in public walking his Bichon Frise.
Oh.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad complained this week that even though he'd congratulated him in the election, he hadn't gotten a call from blank.
Barack Obama.
Right. Saying, if you're guilty, I pity that fool. Blank was called but not selected for jury duty
Mr.
here
T.
in Chicago. Yes. A Virginia man whose ice cream truck was stolen was able to find it by blanking.
By listening for the bell down the street.
By following the ice cream truck music. The music.
Well, got it.
He's right. He's right. The ice cream truck driver was selling ice cream from his Blue Bunny van when 2 armed men took both his clothes and the truck, drove off. Story has a happy ending. The driver, accompanied by hordes of grubby, screaming children, was able to track the sound of music to the truck, which had been abandoned just a few blocks away. after the thieves had been driven insane by the tomb. Carl, did Charlie do well enough to win?
Charlie needed six correct answers to win. He had six correct answers.
There you are.
So no! Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.
Congratulations.